Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life designer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, welcome to the Transformation Cafe. We are excited tonight. We have one other guest chef in the house, Miss Courtney Pepper, and we'll be introducing her in just a second. We have Mr. Jamie back with us. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you this evening?
Doing okay.
He's doing okay.
Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle.
Yay, we love Seattle. Everybody go, yay, Seattle. Okay. And if anybody's looking for a fabulous tattoo, he has his Chrome Ohm tattoo parlor up there. Is it a parlor or what do you guys call it, a studio? What do you call
it? Well, you could call it that. You could call it a parlor. You could call it a studio.
You can call me.
We're definitely kind of a tattoo parlor because we don't offer piercings. We have an older kind of style, I guess, about the shop, so that's about
all. Yeah, but a lot of people like that, yeah, because that's, you know, all that old stuff seems to be people really loving the Americana of the whole thing.
Well,
so that's very
you know,
cool.
The problem is, that's not, it's yeah, I've been around it enough, so I guess it is kind of old stuff, and I'm sitting there with them, anyway.
Yeah, but everybody's saying, oh, how quaint, I like that older style, so that's cool.
Some people get a kick out of it. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
well, thank you so much for just being a regular diner here at the cafe. I always appreciate having you tagging along just so you see what kind of trouble we can get into. So thank you so much. And I am Robin. There he is. I am Robin Misevich. I'm one of the other regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. And if you're in the Inland Empire of California and needing any kind of floral needs, whether it be for a special event or just a special thing that just says, I love you, you can call Flowers for You. And that number is 951-689-2711. You can also shop online at flowers, the number 4, letter U, .com. And check us out on Facebook at Riverside Flowers for You. So there you go. So tonight, like I said, we have a wonderful guest chef in the house, and I hold her, this young, beautiful lady, dear to my heart. She's been a wonderful friend of mine for a few years. This is Miss Courtney Pepper. And Courtney is very gifted with being a very good intuitive, and she's also very gifted with being a psychic reader. Do you call yourself a psychic reader, or what do you call yourself, Court?
Just the messenger.
A messenger. That's even better. She is a messenger. A messenger from God, or where do you claim your messaging?
Yes, messenger from God.
A messenger from God.
In the spirit, from the universe, all that good
stuff.
There
we go. And that's it's all up. You know, look up and it's all right there. So there you go.
Hey, did you see that ring of fire the other night?
The ring of fire?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me finish. The solar eclipse.
Right.
Yeah, maybe we have to have Courtney talk about the solar eclipse. So Courtney's her messages is called Messages Waiting, and that's the company that she basically that's the name of her when she's doing readings and stuff like that for people. So let's get into that. Want to talk about the eclipse a little bit, Miss Courtney?
Oh sure. I tried so hard to see it. Of course,
you tried.
We were
supposed to look in the sun, so that hopefully you didn't see it. You know how that goes.
I looked in the sun, and I got those hot. It took a minute to go away. But I went online, and National Geographic has this cool thing where they're showing by the minute, the moon passes over the sun, but it doesn't completely cover it, so it creates a ring, and it's red, you know, like the sun, orange, red, yellow. And that's why they call it the Ring of Fire. And I got to see a lot of really cool pictures on the news the next day and online. I didn't get to see it myself. But
well, we did the old school. Yeah, we did the old school exercise where you take like a shoebox, you put a pinhole in it, and then try to reflect it to the other side where you can actually see it. And that actually does work. It's pretty cool. But, you know, I had thought about being high tech and getting on, you know, National Geographic and checking it out online. That would have been cool, too.
I think it's better to see it with your own eyes.
Well, just, yeah, you know, I said, make a bigger hole. I'm like, no, if you make a bigger hole, it doesn't work. You lose it because it's a whole bunch of sun coming through. You lose the effect of the eclipse. So there you go. Got to watch that kind of thing. So that's cool. And it was eerie. Wasn't the light eerie?
It was.
Did you go outside and kind of just notice it? How about you, Jamie? How was the light for you when you were up there?
Well, it was overcast.
Oh, so you didn't even, like, see it or nothing, huh?
No, but in...
No.
Apparently
Was it an eerie overcast?
Yes, it was very eerie. apparently, in my hometown of Albuquerque, it was one of the prime viewing sites because all the national news there were reporting from there.
Oh, wow. And I heard also Zion.
Right.
Over by Zion, the national park and all that kinds of stuff. That would have been a fabulous place to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, when it's fully eclipsed, can you actually look up and see it? Or you're not even supposed to look at it when it does that?
No idea.
I don't think you're supposed to look at it in any event, but I'm
sure
there's
a lot of ways of looking at it. Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to look at it at all. You're supposed to just look at the reflection. Yeah.
I think if you do, you're going to have some sort of protection on your eyes.
Yeah. Well, you just go on National Geographic and they got a camera on it, so you don't have to worry about it. So that's good.
Well then.
That's good. So, okay, Miss Courtney, I'm going to ask you to kind of just check in on using your messages waiting for the significance of the eclipse. Any kind of spiritual messages out there?
Okay.
Okay.
Let me check.
Okay.
I hear there's a significance with the timing of right now. I did read that it'll happen again in 53 years. So right now is very significant. I'm hearing changes in the air for everyone overall.
Mm-hmm.
I know me personally, that's like I'm right in the midst of it. I'm getting ready to move, you know, and all this stuff. And, you know, so the people are experiencing a lot of change, and it's uncomfortable, and some people are fighting it. And some people are welcoming it, and the message is to welcome it and really to relax into it. I know personally, I'm hearing to share a little personal experience. For me personally, you know, when you get really close to your goals and it seems like everything bad is happening around you, you know, and you get depressed or you know, maybe you're not as focused on your goals. I'm hearing that a lot of people are experiencing that too, to relax into it and to really have that faith and just know that you'll be taken care of. Just like you know the sun is going to come up and you knew the moon was going to cross in front of it, you know, you have to know that during this time of change you'll be taken care of.
Well, one thing that I had heard... thank you. That was wonderful. One thing that I heard about the fact that we've got a solar eclipse and then we're going to be having a lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse is going to be happening in about 8 days. And
right.
from what I heard, we've got another one coming up pretty quick here. And what's cool about I'm not sure about the alignment, but the alignment for this last eclipse that we had is, okay, imagine the sun and then the full constellation of Pleiades was right there. And then we had the moon and then we had the earth. So there was this full alignment of all those stars lining up with one another. And they said that it hadn't happened for 26,000 years.
Wow.
So that's a long time. I know. That's a long time. So the fact that we've had that and the significance of that really comes into a level of the messaging that I had heard was about, you know, it's the typical sun with the moon, like Courtney was talking about with you're saying the ring of fire. It's a matter of the fire being a symbol of the purification of all these different things, all these things that we've wanted to have in our shadow. So it's the karma clearings, it's the shadow part of ourselves that we're ready to come and fully embrace in ourselves and recognizing we can bring all that into the light and just to remind ourselves that we're so gosh darn cute and cuddly and lovable that, you know, we're just adorable, so let's just love our full self and life is good. Mm-hmm. You know how that goes.
Well, that's great. That's such a great message. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, because we do take ourselves way too seriously sometimes.
Right.
Actually, most of the time, but there you go. Depending on if you're watching the media and, you know, all the commercials out there and the things that you're supposedly supposed to be buying to make sure that, you know, you're okay and, you know, all that good stuff, which is having the different mm-hmm. kinds of stuff. So I've been listening to a couple of different wonderful messages lately, too, and one of them's all been about just looking forward in the future and just saying, what else is possible? What else is possible?
Yeah.
You know, and just coming from that looking forward and having things being bigger and grander than I could have ever imagined, is to say, boy, if one of the examples was like you get a check in the mail, you know, whether you expected it or not expected it, you look forward and say, you know, well, if this could happen, what else could happen? You know what I mean? You don't limit yourself just to that thing. You keep inviting the universe to continually expand and provide for you on levels that you couldn't even imagine when you just say, well, what else is possible?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just, you know, the mindset and just, like, the focus on it. Because, you know, as you think, so shall you be.
Isn't that
true? Right.
Where did that come from? Okay, anyway. One thing that Courtney and I love to do is she reads me and I read her. So we have this little, we'll get together. Yeah, we do that all the time. We'll go and have lunch and we just sit there and go, okay, well, this is what I'm getting for you. And we're like, okay, good.
What about this? What about that?
So
what are you doing?
Yeah, what about this and what about that? So we like, you know, if we're smart, we have a piece of paper and we're making notes. Because by the time we leave, we're like,
Robin,
what did I say about that? Yeah, I usually
Robin,
bring a notebook.
Bring a notebook, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It is a lot of fun. But you know that the thing about that too is, and just to remind everybody, if you know people are listening in and they want to go ahead and get into the switchboard, Courtney has very generously said, you know, come in with a question and she'll go ahead and focus in for you. And you know the messages are waiting for you, so go give us a call and we'll go ahead and put you onto the show and you can go ahead and ask a question. So again, that number is going to be 646-727-3206. Again, 646-727-3206, and we'll be more than happy to put you online. And just to kind of give everybody an informational thing, too, with Courtney, she has her contact number if anybody's interested in doing any kind of a private session with her. That number here was going to be 951-367-7028. Again, 951-367-7028. She's also has messages waiting on Facebook. And you can go ahead and Twitter and see what happens with the Twitter thing. So I feel really good, though, because Courtney was telling me, I kind of Twitter, but I don't. I thought, oh, good, I feel so good. I'm like, how do people really Twitter? I wonder about that.
Are people really Twittering
as much as they have? Because, you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I Twittered and blah, blah, blah. You're like, really? I don't know how many people are Twittering. Because if you don't Twitter, how would you know that other people are Twittering? Yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the cool thing with the Blog Talk is really nice. We'll be activating our Twitter, and I'll also be activating our Facebook right after the show. So, if anybody's out there looking for that, you can find us that way too. So that's very cool. That's very cool. So, anything for that lunar eclipse? What are you getting for that, Miss Courtney? Since we're kind of talking about eclipses here. She's checking in again. There we go.
I hear the word love. I have no knowledge of astrology and the planets aligning. I'm not as well versed as you are, Robin. But now that I am, since you've taught me, I incorporate what I know with what I hear. I call that a filter. So through my filters, with the alignment of the planets, the way that you described in the lunar eclipse, there's an alignment that needs to happen within each individual in the world. Right now we're fractured as people. We're not focused on love. We're focused on self. we're focused on, it's almost cutthroat. I don't know if you guys experienced it on the street, in your car, in the stores. You know, I got to be first in line. I got to be first before you on the freeway, or, you know, with no regard for the other person. And
mm-hmm.
And with this alignment, the universe is giving us an opportunity to align ourselves within our loving self, and share that with others. So if we all did that, imagine how peaceful and loving and kind and great and fabulous this world would be. And so we're given that opportunity. Of course, not everyone is going to take that opportunity. However, you know, we can take that opportunity and focus on loving ourselves and spreading that love out to others. I read a book, I'm being called to share, and in that book, I think you read it too, Robin. I think it was in Calling in the One.
Calling in the One is great. Uh-huh.
Do you remember that part where the lady was dying and someone came in to sweep her room, and she was in between being alive and being dead, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so she
mm-hmm.
was in this really, really huge love space. And she
mm-hmm.
just could see gold light around that person, and she could see that person just for who they are. And most people, when you see someone cleaning in the hospital or in the store or whatever, we tend to ignore them. And she just full-on gave that person so much love. It's like that. That lunar eclipse is the opportunity for us to really be in a space of loving ourselves and loving others unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. And that's also a confirmation for me, because I've heard that actually our hearts are, you know, our hearts now, if you're familiar with the chakras, our hearts, our energetic heart is actually in the middle of our chest. And the heart chakra is actually split into the main middle chest, being like right in the middle of our chest. We have an upper chakra, and we have a lower chakra now right with the heart. So the heart's expanded into like a threefold heart when it comes to the energies. And it's really assisting us on a level that's very, very interesting. And we've talked about this before on the show, too. It's very interesting to see that when it comes to the energetic level of the body, that they actually can do different kinds of measurements with electromagnetics of what's happening with the heart. It's actually the hub of the body. They used to think that when it came to the brain was the one who like really was controlling the body and things like that. But now they're finding out through science that it's actually the heart. The heart is the main hub, and then everything channels out from that. So it's interesting that in science, you know, here we've got an upper heart, and it's actually right up by your thymus. Your thymus is, you know, people have said that was a secondary, a new chakra coming in, but it's actually a support for our main chakra, heart chakra. And then we've got a lower one that's right there where your ribcage kind of cold goes up a little bit in the body. So it's you've got your lower, middle, and upper heart chakras. And what I've been hearing is that we're coming into like this next, last week or so, which is really wonderful to celebrate, is June is actually bringing a whole bunch of new love on the planet. So when you're talking about that, Courtney, it's very interesting that it's just a matter of we've got this whole new level of heart. So what comes up with that is it's kind of like when what's her name, Marianne Williamson had talked about, remember they always do that statement about, you know, Nelson Mandela, when he talked about it's not our darkness that scares us, it's our light, right?
Mm-hmm.
And actually it was Marianne Williamson who was the first one to quote that, or actually write that, and he wound up reading one of her books about it. But it's the same thing with our love. When it comes to our love, you know, there's a lot of people afraid to love really big. You know,
mm-hmm.
to have big love and just to be out there and just hold a space of just expanded love. And the metaphor I've been hearing for that is being lighthouses of love. And just
like that.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're just this full symbol of just this light. And you're basically, it's just an easy, wherever my light is, you know, panning around me, I'm like, it's just an easy thing that I don't have to try or to make an effort. It just comes from me just effortlessly and very spaciously.
Wow.
There's a spaciousness with that just really helps people to expand and be in a place of love. And, you know, not everybody's going to be comfortable with that because they haven't necessarily had it modeled or had a way where they can really embrace somebody and be loved in that way.
Or they've gotten hurt when they put that love out. They've gotten hurt somehow by a parent or a significant other or a sibling or something like that. And afraid to put it back out.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, and, you know, like you're talking, here we've got this certain level of hostility that's on the planet, and a lot of it's just things that are burning away to actually make it to where we can be that much more fully authentic. But a lot of people say, oh, no, I can't be authentic because I was authentic before, and it wound up, you know, burning me or bring a fire, some kind of thing. But then just remembering the fire is a purifier that can actually cleanse and clear us. So I had a friend of mine share a story where his wife had gone to a retreat with a bunch of other women, and one of the ladies came up, and it was a Christian situation, and they were like in prayer or something, and the lady came up to this other lady, and she just said, "The Lord's telling me to tell you that you're a rotten mother." And that, I know, isn't that terrible?
Goodness.
And that you need to find someone else who can take care of your children. And so the other woman was devastated. And wound up, you know, excusing herself from the retreat and running away and stuff like that. She wound up calling her husband, and they're sitting there talking about it. And what was really wonderful is these other women had found out that she left the retreat. They went to go call her and say, "Please come back." And they wound up working the whole thing out. But it's just so interesting how one person can basically burn you, okay, just like with the Ring of Fire, in a way of challenging you to look at who you have a sense of who you are. And, I mean, if on whatever level she has any level of feeling that she's fully capable and good at being a mother, it's like, who's to say that except her children?
I'm telling you.
Right.
You know, ultimately, it's nobody else's business except, you know, her relationship with her children, and that's it. So I just thought that was so interesting. And, you know, and then ultimately, it's your relationship with God. You know, with your higher power and connecting to your higher power and just saying, is this true? And if it feels good and on whatever level that's good, you can go ahead and own that on whatever level. So I just thought that was just such a striking thing for that to be that way. It was very interesting.
Yeah. I know for me, like, I'll see, like, when I'm, you know, God as, you know, as my parent and me as a child, when I'm out of whack in that relationship, it's totally reflected in the relationship with my son. It's just one. I just have one child, and he's going to be 16 this month, and it's so totally reflected. Like, when I'm not being obedient, he's not obedient, you know, and it's like, and I'm ragging on him, like, dude, take out the trash. What is wrong with you? You're 16, you know what I mean? And then I take a look at myself, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. God told you to do blah, 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 you know. I use the messages on me, too. You know, Robin helped me develop that so much. He really taught me. And just to really look at my own messages, and a lot of times people find that to be the hardest. That's why they seek out people
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, when I'm not in alignment, and you can guarantee, I can guarantee you that same behavior will be reflected right in my child. So I could see where she was kind of going with that to say, you know, she shouldn't have said that way, a terrible mother. You know, God's telling me, or that's coming through her filter. Maybe she had a bad mom, or she was a bad mom or something and just came through that way. But, you know, maybe there's something she needs to look at her relationship with God and, you know, helping her to reflect that with her and her kids, you know.
Okay, but the radical way of looking at that is stopping and just saying, "Oh well, thank you. Thank you for the information. Let me take a look at that. And I'm so glad that you had the courage or whatever the chutzpah to come up and to be such a witness for me."
That is radical.
That's a hard place to come from. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but I mean, really, if you can stand in that for any length of time, I mean, you know, but also that, you know, looking at that lady, if the lady's coming up and she's basically questioning her as a mother, ultimately that woman, I would invite her to look at herself and say, if you can reflect that into someone else, how are you? How are you? Because it's like Jesus said, you know, in judging another, you know, look at yourself. So who's the first one to cast the stone? Yeah, if you're going to cast a stone, we better better be ready. There might be a boulder over your head, okay?
And the same with the log. I know, I remember that. If you notice the log in, or splinter in someone else's eye, take the log out of yours first.
Exactly.
Like
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and ultimately, it's getting rid of all of that because it's a judgment.
Yeah.
You know, and in the judgment, it's recognizing that whether I go up positive or negative, it's not serving because I'm basically putting someone or some concept into a box. And as soon as I do that, I limit all possibilities of things actually being able to be blessed and having it be transformed. Because I've already identified it in a certain way, and it can't move too far, if at all, because now it's been identified in just one way.
Yeah,
I don't remember who
said
it, but somebody said, when you name me, you negate me. And then getting negated, you automatically just freeze something into a certain mold, and you can't get out of that until you're ready to release it and become Switzerland. Let's be Switzerland. Life would be good. Yeah. We'd have chocolate. You know, it's like you have beautiful gardens in front of their houses. You know.
Go yodel a little bit.
You know, hey, yeah.
Drink
I always think of Jesse. I always think of Jesse in the Toy Story when I see yodeling because he's, you know, he's a little yodeler. I know. Okay, I'm showing my Disney side there, but that's all right. I just thought that was such a radical story, but yet such a telling story at the same time. About where people are about, even that woman just to come up and say something like that to another mother, that's just like, wow, you know.
You said it perfectly, Robin, when you said the perfect, or we call it radical, I call it perfect, response is thank you. You know, thank you for that, and taking it in simply as information and not attacking.
Well, you know, yeah, and it would be very telling because in taking that to see the reaction of that other person, they probably would be shocked because they think they're,
they're
slamming you or something, and you're like, oh, thank you. Thank you for letting me know. You had the courage to share that with me, you know. Because, I have a couple other friends of mine where we say that we're, if something comes up and we're talking about something and it's something totally not related to ourselves, we're like, well, okay, thank you for saying that because now I'm going to look at that. Because if it's come into a conversation with me on any level, there's something about that I, you know, if I really want to love and be authentic with myself and my reality, I'm going to be able to embrace that on a level and just say, you know, yeah, well, is this true for me? Is this true?
Yeah.
And what's kind of going on with that on whatever level? So it can be very empowering. And, you know, here we're talking about the eclipse and being able to burn away the shadow. If I can love that shadowed part of myself on whatever level it is, you know, it can totally come to the new level of transforming. So that little moon can move away and the sun will shine again. There we go. That's just good. I survived the fire. Woo! Okay, that's good.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Yeah, exactly.
Hey!
Exactly. So what do you want people to know about your messages waiting, Miss Courtney?
Well, I'd like them to know that it is a safe, fun, space for them to hear confirmation on what they've been hearing, nagging away at them on the inside in a gentle way from a neutral party. It's also an opportunity to ask questions about, you know, maybe some things you've been on the fence about. I know for me, one question would be, should I move to the lake house or should we move to that house? You know what I mean? Their clarity can come in for you that way. A lot of times people ask about work. I think I said this before. One lady asked if she was going to win the lotto. When I told her no, she got all mad at me.
Oh, God. Way to go.
Another psychic told me I was going to win if I played. I was like, well, you know.
So why are you asking me? You already got one person telling
you
you're going to win, so. Yeah, exactly.
That's why I like to be called a messenger so I can lean back on that phrase, don't shoot the messenger.
Exactly.
Passing it along to you. You do with it what you will. But, it's a lot of fun. It's very, it's an insightful time, and it's $1 a minute, you know, minimum 20 minutes. And, you know, it could be done over the phone, by email, in person. And, you know, it's very helpful, and it really gets you practicing towards hearing for yourself. That's
mm-hmm.
the goal, really, is like you, Robin. We as light workers, we need someone to read for us, too, you know, a lot of times. But in between those times, we can hear for ourselves, and sometimes I know for me, I don't like some, you know, I act like a little spoiled brat kicking me. Scratching, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Okay, God, I'll do it. You know, but it's very helpful to have someone else, especially someone you don't know, talking to you about some really personal, private stuff. You know, that they had no knowledge of, and you can really know that that's a message for you coming from God. I do a lot of clearing. A lot of protection, and a lot of healing goes on. I'm a Reiki master since 2000, and I will Reiki the room, whatever, by email, the phone will be infused with healing energy. So when you leave for me, you'll feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, unless you got a message that you didn't want to hear, you know. But you.
And even then, she's gonna wrap it in some kind of love, so it's gonna feel good.
That's
so it's
right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Because sometimes, you know, stuff's hard to hear. You know, but
yeah.
For me, I don't know that. I mean, yeah, I'm just telling you what I hear. You know,
uh-huh.
And some things I know. Some people. People have gotten mad at me or whatever, and then later on they'll call and say, hey, you know, you were right, and I didn't realize, and I have forgotten, and all this stuff, you know, and it doesn't bother me, you know. I really just want to help people. I want to heal the world, you know, using my gifts and talents, which would be to hear for them and to provide Reiki healing. And also I'm being called to share that, and I never know how to put this, so I'm just going to be blunt with it, you know, I hear dead people, you know, too, so I've never really stepped into it too much, but sometimes it'll just pop into my head, like when Michael Jackson died, he came to me, you know, I've seen people's grandparents and given messages from them, so that's possible, too, if, you know, through messages waiting, if you want to hear from a loved one. I don't normally publicize it, but for some reason right now it feels important to talk about. I'm not real comfortable doing it. My beliefs kind of clash with that, but nevertheless, the
spirit's got something else in mind. There we go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they usually do.
I'm telling you.
Well, we think we have an agenda, and they go, oh, that's so cute. You think you have an agenda. Okay, let me tell you what's really going on here. Yeah, exactly. Well, like usual, our 30 minutes goes super, super fast. So, hey, Corey, how about I have you come back again, and you can tell us about Michael Jackson. That sounds pretty interesting.
Okay,
that'll be cool. So, again, if anybody would love to go to Messages Waiting and go ahead and get a private session from Courtney, I would highly recommend it. And like she said, it's just one step closer to getting your own messages and feeling comfortable with your own processes. And it's always nice to have somebody that you can really bounce ideas of and have somebody there who can help you to confirm some stuff. So that number is going to be 951-367-7028. Again, 951-367-7028. So I thank you both for being on the show, and we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
Thank you.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.